and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
It is 6 o'clock, 55 degrees, rain. Yep, get some more of that. I was telling about this neighborhood in Dearborn Heights. I was watching them last night in the news. I can't remember the name of the road now, but it's flooded out for like 30 years. This neighborhood, every time it rains really hard, they know it's coming.
Well, why would you live there?
Because they love the neighborhood. Apparently, that's what I was thinking, too. But these people, they've been neighbors for years. They just, and they're hoping that the state will help them out in the city.
If it hasn't happened for 30 years, I'm not going to hold my breath.
We're Lions fans. We hold our breath for everything. We're hanging in there. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, so we got potholes and high water everywhere. Which, by the way, great morning show. I miss them. 48 degrees right now, Aaron. You ready? We got to open up a box.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Let's see what's in our first break box.
All right, what do we got, Aaron?
Ooh, this is exciting. It's a ticket-winning Wednesday. It's lottery tickets. A fistful of $2, $50,000 tax-free instant tickets from the Michigan Lottery. You can win up to $50,000, plus win up to 12 times.
Call a number. Well, Ryan's back. We'll make him work. Call number 31, 248-398-WCSX. And in case you don't know, this is brand new. Every morning at 6 o'clock, we're going to open up the first break box because Aaron likes to open up everything that comes into the office.
And I'm going to sit here and scratch off all the tickets.
No!
I'm joking.
No! All right. What's coming up in sports there? Scratchy? No, that doesn't sound right.
A big clinch for Spartan Hoops.
I'm not going to talk about the Red Wings?
No.
Do we? Yeah, good. CSX Big Jim's house, 625, 43 degrees, rain, flood watch till around 4 o'clock this afternoon. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan back from his neurovirus. He was just hungover from the weekend.
No, I think he was legitimately sick.
Oh, I know that. I don't think I would. Would you fake a day off just because you were hungover?
Probably.
At least you paused before you answered that. That was nice. Aaron found this yesterday. We were watching this in the office after the show. Road rage incidents all over the country being filmed. We see them in Russia a lot, too, you know, but I have never heard play-by-play like this.
California is notorious.
Yeah, this one is definitely a Californian vibe to it. We'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
rage.
Check this lady out.
Oh, my God. He did that just to cut in front and stop. Get the out. Oh, my God. Oh, hell. Oh, guys, this is awesome. Oh, he rolled down the window. Oh, oh, he spit at him. Oh, hit his car. Oh, my God.
She's awesome. She's absolutely awesome. We'll text it to you. The keyword is...
rage.
But you got to see what happened to the guy who started the whole incident. We won't tell you, but you got to watch the video. It's
karma.
Oh, it's a big bag of karma. I love her at the beginning of this. She's so into it.
Oh, my God. He did that just to cut in front and stop. Oh, my God. Look at this mother.
Now, right there, we got to get her for the Winter Olympics. Wouldn't she be awesome, like, as doing the play-by-play, like, with Johnny Weir?
For the bobsled?
Can you imagine, like, okay, let's go to the bobsled. Two four eight three nine eight WCSX, and we'll text you that you got to see this rage video. Of course, the key is
rage.
You going to do her impression ever now?
Oh my god!
CSX Big Jim Kyle, 6:37, 43 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, this morning. Probably the most romantic idea I've heard in 20 years. This really cuts through to what romance is all about. Aaron was in the studio yesterday, and she's like, Jim, Every man should do this in America. And I'm like, yeah, I agree, Aaron.
No.
Avocados are the new thing for engagements, to propose on Instagram with an avocado. Explain this to me again, because I'm still kind of lost on this.
Okay, so people take the avocados and they take the little thing out.
The seed, the big thing in the middle. Yeah. Okay.
And then they cut it and then put the ring in there and then propose. Why, I don't know.
So you, like, open up the avocado, like, you open it up like a ring box.
Yes.
But it's an avocado, and inside is the engagement ring.
Yes.
And she's supposed to feel like this was creative, unique, or why did you stick my engagement ring in an avocado?
That's what I would ask. I would be like, why is my engagement ring in an avocado? Well, no, I will not marry you because you're stupid.
Oh, you're wearing bright colors tomorrow. No more black in the studio for Aaron.
I just don't understand, like...
You know what? Maybe you don't understand love. Because avocados
really
are
Who really wants
love.
Their future husband or wife to get down on one knee and present them with an avocado?
Okay, ladies, did you ever like the idea of the ring in the champagne? You know, the dinner thing where it comes out and they put the engagement... I've seen that. I've been at a restaurant where someone did that, where they had the engagement ring in a flute of champagne. They brought it out to him. And she gets her glass, and then when she gets to the bottom, there's the ring. Is that romantic? I don't know. I'm asking. I did it the old-fashioned way.
I don't think it is, personally. I just don't want anyone to present me with a small vegetable with my engagement ring.
Stephanus, you've got to try this. Profess your love to Aaron with an avocado and film it, because we want to see the reaction on Aaron's face when she beats you with it. So you're saying no to the avocado thing.
It's stupid.
It's not stupid. It's love.
It is not love.
Listen. There's even a song for this. When you go to do this, and I know a lot of guys right now are listening going, damn, I'm doing the avocado proposal. Here's the song for it.
Peel the avocado, peel the avocado, peel the avocado, peel the avocado.
Wait, here comes
guacamole, guac, guac, guacamole.
That's ridiculous.
Guacamole, guac, guacamole.
Oh, you do that. Somebody's getting lucky. The guy at the next table, because she's going to leave you. But still, that's romantic.
Yes, bring a snack to your engagement.
If I can bring chips. CSX Big Jim's house, 647, 43 degrees. Eric came up with this great idea, and it's taken off on Instagram, and I think you really turned the corner.
Do not put this on me.
The new thing now is to propose by putting the wedding ring inside an avocado. And then you open up the avocado. After you've taken out the giant seed, and then they see the ring, and the woman falls in love madly because it's the most romantic thing to do.
Why use a vegetable as a ring box? I just don't get it.
Well, it doesn't fit in a cherry tomato. That would be messy. Just stick it aside there and hand it to her. Here you go. You want the ring? So you really think this is a bad idea?
I just think it's dumb.
I think it's creative, Aaron. I think it's love. That's what it is.
If you love avocados.
I'm sorry. Who doesn't? Yeah. Avocados, they cost like $87 each. You better love them. They may cost more than the damn ring. You don't know. Romance Hotline. Hey, Rocky.
Hey, Big Jim.
Hey.
Hey, now, I would think that when a friend of the girl that have her diamond have all kinds of green stuff on it where she couldn't really see it shine, I would think that a better idea would be maybe to have a oyster where she's expecting maybe a pearl for a necklace or something and have a ring in it.
Oh, so you open it up and then the ring's inside instead of the oyster.
Right.
Oysters are just as slimy as avocados.
What are they?
Yeah, oysters are slimy.
That's equally as gross.
Yeah, Aaron does not want jewelry in her food, apparently.
Yeah, but if the oyster's velvet lined, it doesn't have to be a fresh oyster.
Oh, okay. All right. No.
Look, ice goes on your finger, not in an avocado or an oyster. I'm just saying.
Is there any food that we could put it in that would
no.
be like, oh, come on now, like Taco Bell?
No.
Really? Okay, Rocky. Hey, you know what? You know what we need, Rocky?
What's that?
We need the guacamole song.
Peel the avocado. Peel the avocado. Peel the avocado.
You are just so happy with yourself right now.
Guacamole. Guac, guacamole. Guacamole. Guac, guacamole.
Okay, imagine you spent like $8,700 on this beautiful diamond ring.
Yeah.
And it gets eaten in a taco.
Totally worth it.
No.
East side, west side, down river. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
Cooper tickets up for grabs. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Frank, you're representing the east side. Bob, the west side. Jerry, downriver. Frank, if you know the answer, you will yell out east. Bob, you will yell out west. Jerry, you will yell out down. But do not answer until Ryan calls on you. Make sure you're loud and clear, okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right, here we go. What was the name of the female singer who sang a painful rendition of the national anthem at the NBA All-Star Game Sunday night?
Down. Jerry, what's the answer?
Let's see. Fergie.
Fergie, there we go. All right, downriver on the board. Second question. This rock group featuring Don Henley and Joe Walsh announced it'll perform...
Down.
West.
Jerry for the win. East. Go ahead. Eagles. Who is the Eagles? Wow.
Wow. Downriver with the sweep today. Well done, Jerry. You are going to see Alice Cooper at the Coliseum at Caesars Windsor on March 1st, and you're in the running for an overnight stay and dinner the night of the show.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, Frank, Bob, thanks for playing, man. We appreciate you guys listening this morning, too, okay?
All right. Have a good day.
CSX Big Jim's house, 834, 40 degrees right now. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. So this is out of California on one of the freeways out there. A lady just driving along, minding her own business, and all of a sudden road rage happened, and she decided to film it. We've all seen road rage incidents. I mean, there's tons of videos of them. But have you ever, ever heard commentary like this, Aaron? I've never heard anyone do commentary like this.
This is why I love California.
This one is definitely, this woman needs to be doing something for the Olympics. If you're with NBC, you need to hook her up. We will text you the entire thing. And just fair warning, there's a lot of not safe for work language. But again, the key word is
rage.
Okay, here we go.
Oh my God, he did that just to cut in front and stop.
Now, what happens is the greatest example of karma you will ever see. It doesn't involve her, but the guy who started the whole thing. Again, you got to see this. We'll text it to you. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
rage.
Let's see if I can find her again, because we were talking about, wouldn't it be cool to have her doing like the Olympics when she's just doing commentary with this?
Oh my God, look at this mother...
God, she'd be great doing the downhill, man, to make Lindsey Vonn a little more interesting on the hills.
Downhill or bobsled or luge.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, we could use her for anything. Let's go to the luge live. What's going on with the Olympic team?
Oh, my God. Look at this mother...
Oh, she's the best, man. See, it still works. It works for everything, man. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
rage.
You got to see it for the karma.